الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Child's path into the well. Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Juzuli alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has said, I was on a journey. The time of Salah came at a place. There was a well but no bucket and rope. I was in anxiety. Meanwhile, a girl looked from the top of a house and asked, What are you looking for? I replied, Rope and bucket. She asked my name. I replied, Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli. The girl said surprisingly, My goodness, you are the one who is very renowned, but your condition is that you cannot even take out water from the well. Saying this, she spat into the well. The water suddenly and amazingly rose up. After he made wuzu, he asked the girl, Daughter, tell me truly, How have you got this miracle? She replied, I recite Salat al-Nabi in abundance. By virtue of it, this miracle has taken place. Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Juzuli alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali goes on to say, Impressed by the girl, I made a firm intention to write a book about Salat al-Nabi. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then wrote the book of Salat ala Nabi entitled Dalailul Khairat. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bi jahin Nabiil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Excellent gift for devotees of Salatu Salam. Dear children, subhanallah, you have noticed what a great privilege was granted to the Madani girl by the blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi. She spat into the well and the water of the well rose. Dear children, keep it in mind that the Madani girl was blessed with special grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla and was able enough to cause the water rise by spitting into the well. As for ordinary people like us, we should not spit into any pool, pond or well. Like that Madani girl, we should also make a habit of sending more and more salah to the Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should try our level best to recite Salat ala Nabi, whether we are standing, walking, sitting or lying. Ruling: if you recite Salat ala Nabi or any other invocation when lying, you should fold your legs. Zikr o darood har gari wirde zaban rahe, meri fazool goi ki adat nikal do. May I always make zikr and recite Salat ala Nabi. May I be freed from the habit of useless talking. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Luminous face. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was first fed by Sayyidatuna Bibi Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha for 7 days. Then by Suwayba radiyallahu ta'ala anha for few days, and then by Sayyidatuna Bibi Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha till the age of 2. Regarding the holy childhood of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Bibi Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha has stated, the beautiful and brilliant face of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to shine so much at night that there was no need for a lamp for lighting. One day, our neighbor, Umme Khawla Sadia, asked me, "O Halima, a type of bright and brilliant light emanates from your home the whole night. Do you light fire at your home at night?" Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, "It is not the light of fire, but that of the brilliant face of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Dear children, Allah Almighty Azza wa Jalla has created His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with nur. Our noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly a human being, but a nur created one and the greatest of all human beings. Noor wala aya hai, haan noor lekar aya hai, sare alam mein ye dekho kaisa noor chhaya hai. A great human being has come with noor and has brightened the whole world with noor. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Blessed hands and sick camel. Sayyidatuna Bibi Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated, "As I entered my home with the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, musk began to emanate from all the houses of the tribe Banu Sa'd. People's hearts were filled with affection for beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. They developed so strong belief in his blessings that if anyone had a pain in any of his body parts, he would hold the blessed hand of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and place it onto the painful area, curing it immediately by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If a camel or a goat or one of them fell ill, they had the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroke it, curing it." 8 astonishing miracles of blessed hands. Dear children, you have noticed the blessing of the holy hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Let me tell you 8 more miracles of the blessed hands of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Number 1. During a ghazwa, an arrow hit an eye of Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a beloved companion, which resulted in the eye coming out of its socket. The healer of all healers, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, took the eye in his blessed hand and placed it into its socket. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam then made dua, joining the eye to its socket perfectly and making its vision better than ever making its vision better than even the other one. Number 2. Once a qafila entered the blessed court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. One of the travelers of the qafila was ill and used to have fits. Tapping his blessed hand on the back of the patient, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, whilst addressing the evil present inside the body of the patient, "Get out, O the enemy of Allah." Then the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroked the face of the patient. By the blessings of this, the patient recovered and became so healthy and handsome that no one else in the qafila was better than him. Number 3. Once the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroked the broken shin of a companion, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Atiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The broken shin healed and it seemed as if nothing had ever happened to it. Number 4. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroked the chickenpox affected face of a beloved companion, Sayyiduna Abid bin Hamal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His face healed immediately. Even the spots left by chickenpox disappeared. Number 5. On different occasions, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave some companions sticks or small branches of trees with his blessed hand, and those sticks or branches turned into swords. Number 6. Once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroked the face of a person and it became brilliant and it became bright and brilliant. Number 7. Once he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroked a patient. By its blessings the patient became healthy and his body became fragrant. Number 8. When the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stroked the chest of a companion, Sayyiduna Usman bin Abdul As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his memory became very strong. Zara chehre se parda to hatao ya Rasulullah, hame didar to apna karao ya Rasulullah. Reveal your blessed and brilliant face, ya Rasulullah. Grant us the privilege of beholding you, ya Rasulullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. As if the she-camel spoke. A cousin of the beloved and blessed Prophet and a beloved companion, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, has said, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam got separated from his grandfather, Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in a valley of Makkah Mukarrama. Having searched in vain, the grandfather came back to Makkah Mukarrama and then prayed tearfully, clinging to the curtains of the Kaaba, for the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam to be found. Meanwhile, Abu Jahl, an infamous unbeliever, who was returning on a she-camel from the herd of his goats, saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam sitting his she-camel. He sat the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam behind him and tried to make it get up, but it did not. When he sat the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in front of him, the she-camel stood up. It is as if the she-camel said to Abu Jahl, O foolish person, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the imam. How can he be behind a muqtadi? Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has further said, as Allah Almighty Azza wa Jalla made Sayyiduna Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam meet his mother through Pharaoh, he Azza wa Jalla made the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam meet his grandfather through Abu Jahl. Madani pearls from the true story. Dear children, have you seen the omnipotence, i.e. the power of Allah Almighty Azza wa Jalla. Through Abu Jahl, Allah Almighty Azza wa Jalla made his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam meet his grandfather. Certainly, Allah Azza wa Jalla does whatever He Azza wa Jalla wants. It has also become evident that even animals realize reverence for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But to hell with those unwise and unable human beings who do not realize it. A perfect wali and a true devotee of Rasul, Ala Hazrat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman has stated on page 112 of his Naat collection, Hadaike Bakhshish. Apne Mola ki hai bas shan azim janwar bhi, kare jin ki tazim, sang karte hain adab se taslim, pair sajde mein gira karte hain. Explanation of Kalame Raza. See the glory of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Animals revere him. Stones salute him with immense respect. And trees bow down in sajda in front of him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hit the ground with his heel and spring water gushed out. Abu Talib, who was the uncle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, I was once present with my nephew at a place called Zul Majaz. Suddenly I was thirsty. I told Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O my nephew, I am thirsty. I had informed him of it in order not to ask him for water because he had no water, but to share my problem. Abu Talib has further said, as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam listened to me, he immediately got off his horse and said, O uncle, are you thirsty? I said, yes. Listening to this, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam hit the ground with his blessed heel and water gushed out. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said to me, O uncle, drink water. So I drank the water. The joint connecting the foot to the leg is called an ankle, whereas the back part of the foot below the ankle is called a heel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Eyesight never goes weak. If a person looks up to the sky after making wudu and recites Surah Qadr, his eyesight will never become weak, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. I was a video games addict. An Islamic brother from Shakargarh district, Narowal, Punjab, Pakistan, has stated, in my childhood, I used to waste plenty of time playing video games. I did not use to offer salah regularly. Fortune smiled upon me when my father had me admitted to a madrasa tul Madina. Alhamdulillah, I first finished the nazira of the Holy Quran and then became hafiz. In addition, I learned good manners. Alhamdulillah, by the blessing of the Madrasatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, I have started offering the 5 daily salah regularly and wearing the Madni dress. The one who used to miss all salah is enjoying today even nafal salah, such as the Tahajjud, Ishraq and Jasht. After I received the blessing of Dawat-e-Islami, I tried individually upon the father of a child so that he could also get his son admitted to the Madrasatul Madina. At first he refused, but when I gave him my own example as to how I have started offering salah regularly and wearing Madni dress by the blessings of Dawat-e-Islami, whereas I used to miss salah and wander pointlessly bareheaded in the past. So he was now inspired and had his son admitted to the Madrasatul Madina, where his son also completed the Nazira of the Holy Quran and is now becoming Hafiz. Alhamdulillah. By the time of the writing of this account, I am also a student of Dars-e-Nizami at Jamiatul Madina. Allah Azza wa Jalla karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دوم مچی ہو. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless دعوت اسلامی with such grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Video game. Dear children, you must have noticed that the child who was a video games addict started offering salah and became a righteous and pious child by the blessings of the Madni environment of Madrasatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. You should also associate yourself with the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami forever. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid. If you are in the habit of playing video games, try your level best to give it up. Loss of religion and faith through video games. Very few children are aware of the fact that the enemies of Islam are producing games in order to ruin the new generation of Islam. These games are aimed at taking Muslim children away from the Islamic teachings and even inciting hatred into their hearts against Islam. For instance, some of the characters of the games are shown killing those characters dressed in Islamic clothing with beards, caps or turbans. Sometimes Islamic characters are shown as terrorists, and the video games being played by the person sees all these scenes on the screen. Will these games increase or decrease love for Islam in the heart of the one playing these video games? The answer of this can be better obtained from one's own conscience. Diseases caused by video games. The video games playing person can suffer from weak eyesight and cramps in the muscles as well as headaches. Terrible disasters of video games. Due to repeatedly watching the immodestly dressed characters of the video games, the cleanness of the children's minds drowns into the dirty mire of shamelessness, causing them to become addicts of unlawful gazing. Furthermore, drug dealers also have an easy access to video game clubs, and many children and boys become their victims. Some are trapped so badly that they are unable to get rid of them throughout their life. At such places, dirty things are done to children. Those who go there secretly, without informing their family members, particularly become the victims of dirty-minded people. As a result of playing the games full of fighting, killing, and violence, children either lose or lack kind-heartedness, tolerance, and forgiveness. Influenced by watching these character-spoiling games, sometimes immature teenagers get involved in the crimes of theft, plundering, dirty things, and even murder. Video games teach bloodshed. Video games often contain scenes of brutality and cruelty. In some games, some of the characters are shown kneeling before the hero and begging him for mercy in an imploring manner, but he shoots them down mercilessly. In order to reach the final round, the playing person shoots everyone. There is blood everywhere, and the playing one keeps enjoying all such things. In some games, the hero driving a car runs over people. In other games, extremely terrible and horrible scenes like slaughtering humans and cutting their heads off are shown. In some games, the scenes of houses and bridges being blown up by bombs are shown. Are all these things not harmful to the delicate and sensitive minds of children? Of course they are. It will not be pointless to say that the rapidly growing crimes in society have a very closer link with these video games. Acknowledgement from Americans. According to a research carried out in America, 80% of people like playing games containing scenes of action, fighting, and violence. An American psychologist has said, "We consider computer games only a pastime, but unfortunately they are taking over society to a wrong direction. We are teaching our children all those things through computer games which can be learned much later through any other means. Children not only become aware and familiar with different types of modern weapons, but they also learn how to shoot humans and animals." 14. Admonitory incidents of curse of video games. The names of people and video games have been omitted. Number 1. Two students of 17 and 18 years of age from a Colombian high school murdered 12 students and a teacher on the 20th of April 1999. Habitual of playing a video game, both of them committed this terrible crime in the same way as they had seen it in the game. Number 2. In April 2000, a Spanish boy murdered his parents and a sister with a katana sword, copying the hero of a video game. Number 3. In November 2001, an American
aged 21, committed suicide. His mother remarked that he was a video game addict. Number 4. In February 2003, a 16-year-old American boy, influenced by a video game, murdered a girl. Number 5. On the 7th of June 2003, an 18-year-old boy shot 2 policemen dead. Finally, he was arrested with a stolen car. Number 6. On the 25th of June 2003, 2 American stepbrothers, aged 14 and 16, killed a 45-year-old woman and injured a 16-year-old girl with a rifle. They both were imitating what they had watched on a game. Number 7. In Leicester, England, on the 27th of February 2007, a 17-year-old boy took a 14-year-old boy to a park and killed him with the repeated attacks of a hammer and a knife. After the investigation, it came out that the boy was influenced by a video game. Number 8. On the 27th of December 2004, a 13-year-old boy committed suicide by jumping from the top of a 24-story building. He had been playing a video game for 36 hours before he committed suicide. Number 9. In August 2005, a South Korean man kept playing a video game for 50 hours and died while still playing the game. Number 10. In January 2006, 2 young boys aged 18 had a bet on a car race in the streets of Toronto, Canada. Copying what they had seen on a video game, there was an accident during the car race which claimed the life of a taxi driver. Number 11. In September 2007, a Chinese man played a video game online for 3 days. Finally, the addiction of the game took his life. Number 12. In December 2007, a Russian had a bet on a fight copying a video game and was killed in the fight. Number 13. On the 14th of April 2009, a 9-year-old boy from Brooklyn, New York, jumped from the roof of a building with a defective parachute, copying a video game, and died as a result. Number 14. In March 2010, a 3-year-old little girl began to play with the gun of her father, considering it as a remote control, and lost her life from a bullet fired from the gun. All these pieces of news have been taken from Generation Next Online Magazine, October 2010. Dear children, you have listened to the religious and worldly losses of video games. Now it's up to you to make up your mind like good children and to refrain from video games forever. This way you will be saving your money and precious time, besides gaining the betterment of your afterlife. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, make Muslims get rid
of the nasty habit of playing, watching and showing video games. Video games se khuda-e paak sab bacche bachein. Nekiyan karte rahein, acche bane, seedhe bane. May all children refrain from video games, O Almighty. May they become pious and truthful with sincerity. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.